Blog Talk Radio.
Which dwelleth in Zion.
All right. Amen. 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 We want to welcome everybody out to this month's New Moon service. This is a service that God has ordained from the time that Joseph was in Egypt, and we are coming together to celebrate it as Yah has ordained, just as it's to be, as the Sabbath is to be celebrated. I want to say Happy New Moon to everyone. I'm going to open up your phone lines. Remember, this is a participatory service, and so we don't want anybody to be shy. Shalom, family.
Shalom, Brother
Miles.
Shalom, Brother
Miles.
Shalom, Sister Mary. Shalom, Sister Denise.
Shalom, Brother Miles. Shalom, Brother Miles.
Shalom. Shalom,
Charlton.
My brother,
yeah.
Charlton.
What's up,
peace
bro?
And blessings to
you. Blessings
so
always,
Brother Miles. We pray everybody has had a blessed day. Shalom. We pray everybody has had a blessed day.
Man.
We're going to go ahead and get into this service. Let me play another song, and let a couple more people join so they don't come in the middle of something. We'll give them a couple more minutes to come in. So let me find something to play for us. Give me a hot second here, and then we'll go ahead and jump into this thing. I know everybody has busy lives, and it is a Sunday evening. For those on the East Coast, I apologize. But it is what it is. You know, Yah has said that that we should honor him in all of his feast days. So we're just trying to be obedient. All right.
Together, just like this.
All right. Amen. 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 Let's go ahead and get started. Let me have the ladies to cover your heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let us turn toward the east, the direction that the sun comes up. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim as we open up in prayer. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointed time with Yah, our Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob, our Father. We fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favor to your people. In love, you are holy, and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And all the people said, blessed are you.
Elohim.
The Holy One of Israel. You have called us to the appointed time to offer unto you sacrifice and offering, and to rejoice before you in salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of month as a season of making amends and of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration in offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon the altar. And all the people say, blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Our Elohim,
our Elohim,
King of the universe,
King of the universe.
who has kept us, and sustained us, and enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion, when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And all the people repeat after me. We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
When you will have compassion.
Upon your people.
And restore your glory.
Once again upon Zion.
And your kingdom. Shall be exalted over all. Let us go to the book of Psalms, chapter 81. The book of Psalms, chapter 81 in your Bible. And when you have it, if you say amen.
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 All right. I'm going to assume everybody else is there as well. Psalm 81, starting in verse 1. To the chief musician upon Gibbeth, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp, and the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. Also in the day of your gladness, in your appointed feast day, and at the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifice of your peace offerings, and they shall be a memorial for you before Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. And all the people say, we offer ourselves.
We offer ourselves.
We offer ourselves.
As living sacrifices.
As living sacrifices.
Unto Yah.
Unto Yah.
Acceptable and holy.
Acceptable and holy.
Holy.
Blessed are the people.
Blessed are the people.
That know the sound of the shofar.
That know the sound of the shofar.
Of the shofar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We shall walk in the light.
We shall walk in the light.
Of your countenance.
Of your countenance.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
Have your way, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We glorify your holy name. We honor you in this your new moon. Hear, O Israel, Yah, our Elohim, Yah is one. To separate Rosh Kodesh, the new moon, from the rest of the month, we light seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which we illuminate in the New Jerusalem. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night, thanking you that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah. And in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that we, as we light the menorah, that you will impart to us an increasing measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. The book of Colossians. Chapter 2, verse 3, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Drop down to verse 9 and 10, or verse 9 to 12. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And you are complete in him, which is, I read that already, excuse me. In whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sin, of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of his glory, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which in Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may represent, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. I think I skipped something there. Let me reread that. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Messiah, which passeth knowledge, and be filled with all fullness of Elohim. All right, the way we're going to do this tonight is as we did on previous. I will read the blessing, and then the people will give the response, and I will give you the response because not everybody has it. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Yah? And the people responds, we receive the Spirit of Yah.
We receive the Spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Wisdom? And the people respond, we receive the Spirit of Wisdom.
We receive the Spirit
of Wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Understanding? And the people respond,
we receive the Spirit of Understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Counsel? And the people respond, we receive the Spirit of Counsel.
We receive the Spirit of Counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Might? And the people respond, we receive the Spirit of Might. Would you fill us, your people, this night, Spirit of Knowledge? And the people respond, we receive the Spirit of Knowledge.
We receive the Spirit of Knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of the Fear of Yah? And the people respond, we receive the Spirit of the Fear of Yah.
We receive the Spirit of the Fear of Yah.
All right. Let us get a Most High hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your Spirit. And thank you for your manifold blessing. Yes. Hallelujah. And thank you for giving us this night for the renewing of our spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thanks.
The reading of Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 17. And if you will go in your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 17. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen. Amen.
And that shall be the prince's parts to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings. In the feast, and in the new moon, and in the Sabbath, in all solemnity of the house of Israel, he shall prepare the sin offering, and the meat offering, and the burnt offering, and the peace offering, to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. We know that today, that we don't make meat offerings, burnt sacrifices. We ourselves are those living sacrifices.
Amen.
That each and every one of us bow our heads in reverence to the Most High Elohim, understanding that we are those living sacrifices, acceptable and holy unto Yah. This is our reasonable service to him. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 46, verse 1 through 6. As we consecrate ourselves before the Most High Elohim. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Thus, amen. Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court. Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut 6 working days. But on the Sabbath it shall be open. And in the day of the new moon it shall be open. This is how it's going to be in the new kingdom. When he reestablishes the temple, The east gate will be shut 6 days. But on the new moons and on each Sabbath, it will be open. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new moon. So all the world in the new kingdom will be required to come to Jerusalem to worship the Most High on the Sabbath and in the new moon. And they will meet, they will worship him from the east gate. And the burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram, and the meat offering for the lambs as he shall be able to give, and a hin of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram. They shall be without blemish. Since we are those living sacrifices, we want to come before the Most High. If there's anybody in need of prayer for forgiveness of sins, we're going to pray for the forgiveness of the people right now. Father Yah, we come before you. None of us is perfect, Father. And Father, we are walking according to your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. If there be any among us that has slipped and fallen, Father, we pray that you would forgive them their sins. Even right now, those sins that are ignorant sin, Father. If they have committed willful sin, Father, Father, we put it into your hands. We'd ask that you would forgive that their sins also. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 66. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66, verses 22 through 24. And when you have it, if you'll say amen. All right. For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. May it be your will, Yah Elohim, the Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this new moon to us and to your people with joy and with gladness, with blessing and provision for all our needs in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the paths of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when Torah will go forth from Zion to all the nations, when darkness will flee away, and when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the ocean covers the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and his name one. And let us all say, amen.
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 Okay, now everybody needs to repeat after me these next few sentences. This is for all the congregation. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude.
Let's
do this again. We express our gratitude to you.
All right. So let me say this. Once I say a phrase, we can go ahead and I just say it right after that. Everyone, this is participatory. This is everybody wants their sins forgiven. everybody wants to praise Yah Most High, Elohim. Okay, this is an honor for him to meet us. Okay, so let's not be shy. Let's not try to put it on one or two people. Let's come together as a body to do this. All right. Once again, and all the people, we express our gratitude to you. And all the people say?
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of
the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
Our lives.
And we hope we have in you, and the hope we have in you.
And the hope we have in you.
We have.
For the coming month.
For the coming
month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctify your people.
Who sanctify your people.
Who sanctifies your people.
In the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
Now let us go forth and petition the Most High Elohim. And everybody repeat after me. Oh Yah, our Elohim.
Oh Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim.
We call upon you.
We call upon you.
To hear our prayer.
To hear our prayer.
For forgiveness.
For forgiveness.
For all our shortcomings.
For all our shortcomings.
For all our transgressions.
For all our transgressions.
And for all our sins.
And for all our sins.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people.
And for your people.
And for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
We turn to you. And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And Yah,
our rock and our redeemer.
Yah, our rock and our redeemer.
Hear our prayer. All right, and these next parts are just for me. Oh, Yah, Elohim of our fathers and our Elohim, we ask that in this month that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow into your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your way, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially, that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others, that you would give us what we need physically so that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all we do. Amen.
Yes.
Let us give the Most High another hand clap of praise. Thank you. Hallelujah. Everybody to go get your wine or your grape juice, whatever is appropriate. for you. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Everybody else with us? All right. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be our Heavenly Father, the great creator, chose to emerge from dwelling in the inapproachable light of eternity and revealed himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who was shown in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua, the Messiah. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellency of power may be of Elohim and not of us. Yeshua said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. And all the people say, blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim. King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Who creates the fruit of the vine.
Divine.
All right. Everybody go ahead. I should have had you to pour before we said that. So go ahead and pour. Whatever you're going to. Remember, you have to drink it all. Whatever you pour. And I will repeat the blessing. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. And all the people said, amen.
Amen.
And let us all drink, for this is his blood. Everybody should have either matzah or some type of unleavened bread, if you'll get it now. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has inherited obtained a more excellent name by than they. For it was fitting for him, for of whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. And everybody take their bread and raise it up and repeat after me. Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Yah, our Elohim.
Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Who resurrects bread
from the earth.
Eat the bread. This is my body, which was broken for you. And all the people repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
Blessed are you, Yah.
For sanctifying us, your people.
For sanctifying us.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
All right. We thank you and praise you for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua, our Messiah, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf, and the victories which you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times. You are our mighty Elohim and Savior of all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, O Yah, Elohim of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised. We give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Again, let us thank and praise our Elohim. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Blessed are you, O Yah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Good and worthy to be praised are you, Yah. We give thanks unto you for all your great benefits, hallelujah, to us, your people. We thank you and we glorify you. We lift you up, Father. Hallelujah. You made a way for us where there was no way. Hallelujah. And it is you who justifies us and who sanctifies us. And we thank you for your renewal this month. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Do we have any testimony of how Yah has, what Yah has done for you the past month? Anybody that wants to come forward, I'll start. Yah has been so good to me and blessed me in everything that I put my hands to, in my coming in and my going out. He has kept me safe from COVID. He has encountered angels around me. And I am just so thankful to him. For truly, he is worthy of all the praise. He wakes me every day, puts me to sleep, and keeps me safe. I know that it is by his will and only by his will that I am here. So I thank him today before the congregation. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your mercy. You are also kind to us, your people. And you are gracious to us all. Amen. Anybody else?
Listen, I just want to thank the Father for this special meeting and learn more about him as he comes. And I do thank him for keeping me and keeping COVID away.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen. Giving all praise to God. Giving all praises to Yah, Elohim, our God. Thank you, Yah, for everything that you are doing, Yah, in our lives, Yah, and how you are a keeper, how you are a just God, how you love us more than we love ourselves, Yah. Thank you, Yah, just for who you are, God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And as Ephesians say, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are Yah, Elohim, giving you all praises, honor, and glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? No one else?
I would just like to say, thank you, Father, for everything, the air, for just everything.
Amen.
What I want to thank him for, I want to stop. Too many is too much. So
Amen. All right, we'll thank him for everything. The air we breathe. The food we eat. The keeping of our safe. The beating of our heart. Because if he didn't keep us, oh, we'd be in trouble. But we need him. We need him, as the song says, like the morning needs the sun. Can't have a morning without the sun. There's no us without Yah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. It's now time for our meals. So if everybody will go get them, and we will bless it at this time. I give everybody 5 minutes to get their meals and come back, and we'll bless them.
Amen.
Nobody's back yet?
Amen.
All right. Let us go ahead and let's bow our head. Father Yah, we thank you for your manifold blessings. We thank you for the food that you have set before us, that you have allowed us to have in the nourishments of our body. We give you thanks always for everything. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's take 15 to 20 minutes to eat, and then we'll wrap this service up. I'll play some music as everybody's eating.
Reveal yourself to me. to me. Reveal yourself to me. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, reveal yourself to me. Yeah, reveal yourself.
Jesus, you're my love.
find space for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities. Jesus, you're my number one. What I lack, you are full of. And where I'm broken, you are whole. And what I'm doubting, you are sure of. So I'll trust the lover, lover of my soul.
Let me hear y'all sing that one time. What I lack, say.
What I lack, you are full of. You are full of. Where I'm
from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep do you want this album to be? Tell me. On a scale from 1 to 3, how deep you want this album to be? 5. Y'all want deep. This is deep.
Different fighter.
All right. Amen. 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 I pray everybody is finished with your meal. Was that a yes? Amen. All right. We are going to go before the Most High in devotion. Hope you ain't got too full that you can't give the Most High some praise. All right. I'm going to pray for us as we listen to this music. Just place your mind on the Most High. Father Yah, we come before you, Father, giving you all thanks and all glory for providing for us, for making sure that we have all sufficiency, that we lack nothing, that we have all that we need, Father, to do the work in the kingdom, that we might bless others, that we might take care of the needy, that you might receive all the glory, Father. And we just want to be your willing vessel. Father, let our lives bring honor to your name. Let not anyone look upon us. Say, see, I told you. But let it be. There goes a man or a woman of the Most High Elohim. And when they feel like they can't get a prayer through, that they would seek us out. That we might give them the true and living gospel of the kingdom. Now, you have said that all you want is for a bride without spot. And to be that way, Father, we understand that we must keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. Father, encourage and help us. Let your word be always before our eyes. Let it be in our meditation. And let it be what we speak to everyone in our life. Father, you have said that you would that all should be saved. And Father, we just want to offer this gospel of the kingdom. As we go forth this new month, renewed, reinvigorated, encouraged to do the mission that you have set before us, Father. For each and every person on this call, and whosoever would have been here but was not able to, Father, whatever they ask, you have said that you would do it. Hear our supplication and our prayers as we lift them up to you. Answer thou from heaven. And give us what we need. For we be thy people. And you are our Elohim. It is to you that we look. It is to you that we bow our head. And that we get on our face for. Father, we won't make the mistake of worshiping anyone else. We will not transgress. But it's you, the Elohim of Elohim, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords, the one who came down and hazarded his life and gave it for us. Father, we are also thankful. We thank you in this new moon service for the sacrifice that you made for us. For no greater love than this, than a man shall lay down his life for another. And Father, you saw that you should lay down your life for us. And we are all so thankful to you for it. There is none like you, Yah Elohim. There is none like you. You are the only wise and true and great potentate. You are the great counselor, the great healer. It is you that we have our being in, and it is you who sustains us. We don't want anybody else. Let our love be magnified towards you. Let our light shine. That people see you when they see us. And we will always, but always, give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Let the people of the Most High worship the Most High Elohim. Open your mouth. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Pour out from your heart. To our Most High. For truly he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Let everything that has breath praise ye Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to you, Yah. Glory. All glory to you, Most High. Father, you are worthy. You are worthy of all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Father, it is you and you alone who created the heavens. It is you and you alone who placed man upon it. It is you, Father, that has ordained us and called us from before the foundations of the world. Hallelujah, that we might dedicate our lives to you. Hallelujah. Father, you could have caused us to desire to do wicked, but you have placed it within our hearts to worship and glorify you, the true and only living Elohim. Father, we are not worthy. We're not worthy. Hallelujah. But you looked down upon us. You saw us in our distress. You said, this one belongs to me. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, that you have chosen us. We thank you, Father, for you didn't have to do it. We could be out somewhere right now doing something that transgresses your law. Full of sin. But you have mandated that we should be before you even right now. So, Father, we thank you for not giving us an evil mind, but giving us a mind that we should praise you, and that we should glorify you, and that we should lift you up, and that we should serve you with our whole heart, with all our might, that we should fear you. Hallelujah. You have said that your people should fear you, should serve you with fear and trembling. Father, we stand. We hear. And we obey. We know that there is no other Elohim. And our devotion, and our praise, and our worship, and our service belongs to you. Accept us now, Father, as those true and living sacrifices, acceptable and holy in your eyesight. Find our sacrifice and our offering acceptable in your eyes. Bless us, Father. Protect us. Guide us. Order our steps that we might walk in your way. And we will always be so thankful to give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. Yah, our buckler and our shield, the lover of our soul, and the rock of our faith. We thank you in this new moon service. Meet us, Father. Hallelujah. All right. Let everybody turn toward the east. Holy hand pray to the Most High Elohim. Yah bless thee and keep thee. Yah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with a hedge of protection. May he who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, peace, shalom, and he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in place all you need to be whole and complete. And all the people of the Most High, amen. As we go forth this month, I want everyone
someone to pick something that they want Yah to bless them in, that they want to accomplish for the kingdom, for self-improvement, for peace of mind, for your loved one, for your loved one, for somebody that you may know that's in need right now. We just want to lift them up before the Most High. That he might bless them and draw them to him. And that they might know the richness of it and the goodness and the depth of his love. In Yeshua HaMashiach express his name. Amen. And amen.
Amen.
All right. On this month, there are no major feast days. We will be, of course, meeting every Shabbat and every Tuesday and Thursday. I need to get this newcomers class started, so expect a word on that. But I first need to get my office back together. This is just really inconvenient, but we'll get it done after, you know, we get off tonight. Then I got to go do some work in my office and prepare, get it, you know, ready so I can move back into it. Pray that you have been blessed in this service and that Yah meets you. And blesses each and every one of you. And this concludes our new moon service. So may the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again at the appropriate time, remember that I love you, and I know you love me, you told me, but Yah loves us all more. Amen.
Amen.
Peace Amen. And blessings, fam.
I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm in.
got good vibrations, so what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo, who are you? I'm never.